are leading us. Look, there is going to be a miracle that will surprise us. I can't say how, but open door, open by God, no one can shut. Something bearing a threshold of a miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, okay, I will not be legal, you'll say. We are entering into miracles. Say miracles.
Miracles.
Say miracles.
Miracles.
God is in control. We are entering into a time of seasons of Christmas. The world has hijacked Christmas away from Jesus, but Christmas is to do with Jesus.
Yeah.
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 We have to put back Jesus. We got to replace Jesus. Can you put Isaiah 9, read with me, and let's take the from here. We're going to put back Jesus into Christmas. Say, put back Jesus.
Put back Jesus.
And all over the world, they put a different, many things, stars and different things, but we're going to put back Jesus. We will, can you read with me, verbalize with me? For
unto us the child is born, and to us the son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and on the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Unto us, a child is born. Say with me, a child is born.
A child is born.
Jesus and an appointed time of God and his appointed time gave us a child through a virgin. And he came for 30 years. This child was tempered by the Lord and prepared by the Lord. He knows everything. After the 30 years, he was one baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit. The next 3.5 years, Jesus went through everything and took the judgment and died for us and spilled his blood, and he died, he rose again, resurrected. He brought redemption. Say redemption.
Redemption.
After 3.5 years, he gave redemption. That part is called the Son. God, a child was born, then God gave us his Son. And the Son is the hope to the nations.
Yeah.
When you receive Jesus Christ, all that he did for us in proxy, or we call it on behalf of us, took everything of our setbacks, sin, sickness, diseases, his death, burial, 3 days and 3 nights in hell, in Hades, coming back, broke through, 40 days, 40 nights, talking about the kingdom of God. Then he went up to heaven, seated, and he's back with God. Redemption is done. There's nothing more that you need to go to God except through Jesus Christ. A son is given. Say with me, a son is given.
A son is given.
Look at that verse. A son is given. That this is our God's offer. You receive the Son. And he says, on this Son, when you receive him, the government of God from heavens comes down. And that government of God and the authority that is in Jesus is rested on his shoulder. Not in Perth, not in New York, not in Jerusalem, nothing else. It's on Jesus. Every authority on this planet Earth derives the authority from God, from Jesus. There is no ultimate authority apart from Jesus.
Amen.
We may see the world and we see certain nations, certain dictatorship, but God is in it. Amen.
Amen.
There is no authority above Jesus. Say with me, there is no authority.
There is no authority above
Jesus. That authority is given to the church, and we have to execute. And he says, what is his name? His name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of the government and peace, there is no end. And goes forth. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen.
Put back Jesus into Christmas. Put back into your life. Put Jesus into your life. Amen.
Amen.
That is that's what I want to share before I share with you. You know, when Jesus brought redemption, every one of us who are redeemed, there is a restoration process that is taking place. Say with me, we are in the time of restoration.
We are in the time of restoration.
I shared some time ago in 2 Kings chapter 8 verse 1 to 6. This is talking about Elisha raising the Shulamite woman, giving her a prophetic word that she will have a son. Later that son who grew, your son shrunk and died, and Elisha just raised him up. That's the background. Then in that particular verse we have also Elisha said to that lady, the Shulamite woman, that Elijah spoke to the woman whose son he wrote, restored to life, saying, "Arise, go, you and your household, and stay wherever you can, for the Lord is called a famine, and furthermore, I will come upon the land 7 years." A prophetic word. They are prophetic word for us, okay? So the woman arose and did according to the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and dwell in the land of the Philistines 7 years. Okay? 7 years, the prophetic word went, the famine ended, and now she. And it came to pass at the end of the 7th year, the woman returned to her land of the Philistines, and she went to make an appeal to the king for a house and a land. Then the king, this is where she's coming to the administrative office and was appealing for the land. Then God orchestrated certain things. This is the divine intervention. The king talked to Gehazi, which is a servant of Elisha. Remember Elijah had great problems with leadership, his confrontation. But Elisha was very friendly with the leadership. He is a people's man. Okay, he did many things, and so Gehazi followed him. And so he visited the king. Okay, this is the background. The king talked to Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, "Tell me, please, all the great things Elisha has done." This is not the coincidence, but God's divine connection. And it happened as he was telling the king how he restored the dead to life, and there was the woman whose son he had restored to life, appealing to the king, her house, and for her land. Gehazi looked, and this is what he said, "Oh Lord, oh King, this is the woman, and this is the son whom Elisha restored to life." Verse 6, "And when the king asked the woman, and she told him, the king," this is the favor of God, "the king appointed a certain officer for her, saying, 'Restore all that is hers and all the proceeds of the field from the day she left until now.'"
Amen.
Amen.
That is a prophetic word. God in redemption, I'm going to talk to you in context. In redemption, Adam and Eve lost everything. What we are supposed to be. Many things. Today I'm going to talk about the restoration of man. Many things that God, they lost. They lost the spiritual connection. They lost everything. But in redemption, God is going to restore everything what Adam and Eve has lost.
Yeah.
By careless, can you put the words? Okay, God restore all the things that has lost through our carelessness and our sin, and there are some things forfeited by the virtue of our own foolishness and choice and carelessness. This is a prophetic word. Not everything that was stolen from us is because of the devil. Sometimes it's when we fail to possess our promised land and the enemy stayed as his quarters in our inheritance. the time of restoration, we will also receive much more than we have lost.
Yes.
I want you to receive it. We will receive much more than we have lost.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Second Kings, the king restored to the widow all that she had lost 7 years and all that she could have gained if she had continued to say, God is a God of restoration.
Amen.
And so always restore more than we have lost.
Amen.
I want you to receive in your situation, whatever it is, for our church, for everything, for the land, for Darling Down, for life. God is going to do something that we have. But this morning, in the restoration, there are certain things that you need to know what God is restoring. Redeemed man will be fully restored in the image and the likeness of God.
Amen.
Adam lost his glory and the potential to become God's son. Christ not only recovered all what Adam lost, but also gained more than what Adam could have achieved if he had not sinned. In Christ, say with me, in Christ, the redeemed man is not only gained all that Adam lost, but also a gain that Christ has achieved. Everything is restored. And I want you to realize that you are a person here, not a number in the computer. God, you are valuable before God. Your value in life is in God. God the Father. The world values you with what you possess, what you've succeeded, what name, what you possess, the money, the status. But God values him in God. Say, I'm a creature from God.
I'm
wonderfully made. My value is in God. Okay, I want you to shift. Say with me, draw a line.
Draw
a line this way. Draw a line.
Draw.
The past is gone.
The past is gone.
Now I'm in Christ. Everything is restored.
Amen.
Okay, there are many things that God restored. But one is man. The second is truth. The third is the church. But this morning I want to share with you what you have in Christ. What God has restored. Because many times we undermine ourselves when people intimidate us, or intimidate me, you become as though you are nothing. But you know, greater is He that is in you than is in the world.
Yes.
You are children of the living God.
Yes.
They would say, from where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth.
Yeah.
The Creator God. Remember, He said, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember not God, remember your Creator God who created you. He created you with every potential. There's so much of value before God. I just want to emphasize, you are valued before God.
Yeah,
say, I'm valued before God.
Yeah.
And because you have come to know Jesus, you have limitless potential for good. You have a destiny.
Yeah.
You may be young or you may be old or you're going to work your grave. There's a destiny to fulfill. There's limitless potential in you and me. You know, next week we will be sharing this. He said, the first thing in God is you need a word from God. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit goes, what the Spirit tells you. Then the Holy Spirit to shine on the word until Christ is formed. And when Christ is formed, your potential will break forth. There will be grace and grace upon you and truth upon you, and you will fulfill your destiny.
Amen.
We'll share that as it comes, but I just want to drop that is the word. Say,
the word
that I receive
becomes
a material
for
the future.
Okay,
last week I said when you receive the word of planting and watering, that's all in Christ, increase will come automatically because you have fulfilled the condition. Say with me,
planting, watering.
In every service, in every life group, every time, God, what are you speaking to me? Because Jesus never lied. He said, he that hath been here, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. The Spirit is speaking to you. You have to have an attitude. Say, God, what are you speaking to me? You need a word from God. from the word, the prophetic word, or whatever it is, God has to speak to you, and if you take that word and plug or let Him water you, you will increase, and it's a time to increase. Last week I shared the prophetic word, it's time to increase. Say it with me, time to increase.
I will increase.
Time to increase.
Time to increase.
Not only in your spirit, soul and body, even numerically, the church will increase.
Amen.
That is going to be an increase. It's time to grow, time to increase prophetically. And I'm saying this time has come. What is the area that God has recovered? In Christ, redeemed man and then restored. Number one, I'm not going through the verses because we know most of the thing, but for the time's sake, to inject the principle, I want to give you the seven things that God restored. Number one, your spirit, you. I want to say it's me. Say it with me, it's me.
It's me.
Restoration in me.
Restoration.
Okay, in Christ, this is what you have. Number one, your spirit is restored. What Adam lost, it is now become. You have the spirit of Christ. You have the spirit man. It restored. A new spirit is given to you.
Yeah.
Born again spirit. Zoe life. Resurrection life.
Yeah.
Say it with me, in my spirit,
my spirit
is restored. If you capture that, you are in line with God. That born again spirit is connected to God. Number two, you are made in an image and in the likeness of God. The nature of God is in you.
Amen.
Say, I have the DNA of God.
I have the DNA of God.
You are related to God. You can touch God. You are the image and in the likeness of God. It's restored in Christ. It's not lost, it's restored. I know this message I've preached before, but this morning the Holy Spirit said, believe it.
Yes.
It's not a theory, it is you.
That's right.
You're restored in the Spirit, you can touch God, you can talk to God. Do you know all activities begins in your spirit first? Everything, your born again experience began in your spirit first, not your mind. Your mind will doubt. In your spirit, then it began to resonate in your mind, and you accepted. The Holy Spirit moved over you and brought conviction of sin and of judgment and righteousness. Then all of a sudden, you realize that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer.
Yeah.
Not any preaching of any man and woman. It is the Holy Spirit. Say with me, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Then you say, oh Lord, I'm done. Come into my life. Be my Savior, Lord, and King. The moment when you repent and receive Christ, your spirit is born again. There's a transaction from heaven. There is a message I have. 86 things that happen when you accepted Christ. One of the things is you have translated from darkness to light. Hell to heaven. You have life. You have God. Life. There are many things that translate, that is transaction from heaven to earth. The day you say, Lord, come into my life, be my Savior and Lord. You're special. All because of Jesus. Say, my spirit is restored.
My spirit is restored.
I am the image and in the likeness of God.
I am the image and likeness.
God's nature is in me.
God's
what is God doing through the process? Even darling, now all the process, He's putting us that the image and in the likeness of God. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. When people look at you, can they say you look like Jesus in character? That is the ultimate goal, that Christ may be formed. The people look at you. You know, the world is looking for Christians who are true Christians. You reflect Jesus Christ. All that what Jesus said, you should reflect. And today I want to say there is a great anointing of remembrance. You are made in the image of God. You will reflect Christ.
Yes.
You will reflect the image and the likeness of God. Third, there is a spiritual relationship with God, and your spirit will cry, Abba Father. That's the first sign of being born again. God, the creator of heaven and the earth, is now your Father. Hello?
Yes.
God who made the heavens and the earth and controls all the galaxies and everything in His palm of His hand is your Father.
Yes.
Amen.
Say, my Father.
My Father.
So that's limitless help. That everything that is for you. Now you've got to realize that there is a spiritual relationship. And what is the key? Prayer. Especially when you pray in the spirit, God hears a prayer. I do not know the Jewish lady who survived the Holocaust, and she died. This is in the Supernatural Sitrop interview. She died for 20 minutes and went to heaven. And when she went to heaven, she met Jesus. And then, as she looked around, Jesus talked to her many things. One of the things she saw, laser beam going to the throne room of God from the earth. She's in heaven talking to Jesus, and she noticed laser beam going to the throne room of God. And so she asked Jesus, what is this? These are the prayers of the saints. And Jesus said, every prayer is heard.
Amen. Amen.
Your prayer, oh God, is heard.
Amen.
You pray your prayer to the temple. Oh God, it's heard.
Amen.
You pray and you cry, it's heard. That's a big assurance that all our prayers and tears are heard from God. Your family's salvation is heard, it's coming.
Amen.
Your finances are going to turn around.
Amen.
Your families are going to turn around.
Amen.
You know, the attack of in 27 in August, God said there's going to be an attack on the families, particularly a husband and wife relationship. That is why we've got to use biblical aspect of covenant to keep relationship in family, in homes, in churches. It's a covenant. Say with me, covenant.
Covenant.
A covenant relationship. A covenant is not a contract. A contract is made by distrust. Say with me, a contract is made by distrust.
Covenant
is made on trust.
Covenant.
A covenant cannot be broken.
Covenant.
God, you, and partner. Every prayer that you make before God is heard. Amen?
Amen.
I said there's an attack on relationship, church relationship. The second is on finances. I want to go back to Man's Manual, book number 2, and want to return back to financial freedom. And one of the things is work on debt-free. Learn to debt ask God strategy to how to be debt free, because when you have a debt, a borrower is always a servant to the lender, and there is a lot of spiritual tension that takes place. Learn to break down, ask the Lord to cut down all your debts, and then you begin to build relationship. You know, money is an issue in relationship.
Yeah.
In fact, you never co-sign, never lend. Give. If anyone in trouble, give. Don't give. Don't lend. Why? Because it affects relationship.
Yeah.
And finance is one of the... This millennium's time is... Finance is one of the things that will affect us, will affect our health, will affect our relationship, will affect our circumstances. But God is the one who gives us power to give birth. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, leave it to the third one is physical health. Take care of your physical health. We are living in a time of, we call it junk food. And you bring down all your immune system. And health is one of the things that the devil will use. Now you've got to work it out and come out of your system of lifestyle and become simple. And you know, this thing, going to nature, begin to have all sorts of things, but learn to use wisdom how to control your health. Amen?
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, say relationship.
Relationship.
Finance. And physical body. These are the attacks. And if you know this is what God wants, if there is a warning, then you go to the signal. Because God has a slot for you and a destiny for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's a physical, I say spiritual relationship.
Spiritual relationship.
Okay, the next one the Lord gives is God gives you back your spiritual dominion.
Amen.
You are in God. God gives you kingship and priesthood. You are kings and priests. You have dominion. I will say this to you. Don't let your circumstances control you. Yeah. Be above your take leadership and control your circumstances.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just about the leadership because you have spiritual dominion, just authority. The devil tells us you can't control your situation because it's the final call of appeal. No, it's the word of God's the final authority.
Yeah.
Take control.
Take control
of my circumstances.
Yeah.
I'll take control,
take control
of my circumstances.
My circumstances.
I have dominion. I have authority.
I have that authority.
Amen. Take charge of your circumstances. I would say some of you, you're going to take charge of your circumstances.
Yeah.
You have been given spiritual. Don't let people bully you. By words, many of them, most of your attacks are verbal.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Most of your attacks are verbal. And if it's verbal, then shield yourself. Know what is good and what is not of, what is not of God and what is of God. Learn to do what is God's. Learn to listen to God. Take charge of circumstances. Say with me,
take charge.
I speak to take charge of your circumstances.
Yeah.
Some of your circumstances are hindering you. Take charge.
Yeah.
Take charge of your body. Take charge of your mind.
Amen. Yeah.
So, you know, nobody can intimidate you unless you allow them. Because you're in charge. As people intimidated you, you have allowed it. Because God put dominion over your mind, will, emotion, your body. Take charge. Say with me, take charge.
Take charge.
I have authority.
Devil.
Leave me.
I command you to leave me.
I take charge of my circumstances.
In Jesus' name.
Every oppression.
Every fear.
Every deception.
Be broken.
Very seriously. Second, because of the born-again experience, a line for maturity in Christ will come. In other words, you can go into the word perfection to be like Jesus. The many areas in our lives are imperfect. When you grow in Christ, you will become perfect. Blessed are the pure in heart. They will see God. In heart, you will see God. The standard of Christ is the standard that you are going to go in perfection. And so you can grow. Make a team or make it a point that you will grow every day. Say with me, grow every day.
Grow every day.
Because you mature. 2017, you went to a certain distance. Make an ambition from 2018 onwards. I'm going to grow in maturity. I want to know the word of God. I want to know the ways of God. I want to grow. I want to be a better person. I want to be like Jesus. If you don't have that, you will slide. And yet, you have the potential of perfection in you. How do you know this is, I have not grown? Because there is a light called perfection. Oh, 2017 is a bit, I'm not being too good. Who told you that? Because you know that there is a certain line of perfection you got to grow. May God open our eyes and say that we can go into perfection because of redemption.
Amen.
Okay, the next one is prosperity. Okay, whenever we talk about prosperity, we think about money. It's a part of it. God never intended to be poor, but there's a part of it. Prosperity is blessing and doing the work of God. And the Lord work with them and confirm his signs and wonder. You will have prosperity in your power to do the things of God in God's way.
Yeah.
You are favor. One of the things, favor with God. Favor will come. Your business, your family, your profession, everything have to have prosperity, blessing, because it reflects God. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Prosperity. In the spirit language, I want to say this. God has given you authority above all principality and powers and ruling spirit. God and make you sit with God. You're seated with Christ in the heavenly places. You're far above all principality. You have governing authority. And because of that authority and the favor and your redemption, you have authority over the devil. Devil has to come down to you. You say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Amen. It has to take place. You have it. We think we don't have it, but God says, I've given you in restoration. Say prosperity.
Prosperity.
So I give you power over unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal all manner of diseases. This is the word of God. You cannot dilute you and say, I'm not worthy. You are worthy. You have been restored.
Yes.
And last in this segment is a destiny. You become a channel of God for blessing mankind. Destiny means you become a channel of God to be a blessing. Where they're sick, you bring healing virtue. You know, many of us, when we are sick, we go to the doctors, okay, to be healed. But God says, I'll give you a higher authority. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord that heals thee. I am the Lord. The Hebrew word is said to me, I am your doctor who heals you 24/7. 24/7, Jesus clinic is open. Now you've got to just reach out to the Lord.
Amen.
It's called divine healing.
Amen.
And live in divine health. These are the areas that God has redeemed person has. You have. And many of the things you have, and yet we do not know, and we live like a problem. Let me rehearse once again. In Christ, redeemed man has gained all that has gained what Adam lost. And now you've gained in Christ, you can achieve. Number one, your spirit is born again. You have new spirit. You have new likeness of, you're in his likeness and image of God. Spiritual relationship with God. Spiritual dominion, spiritual maturity, prosperity, and destiny. I want to repeat the definition of destiny. You become a channel of God to be a blessing to mankind in your lifetime.
Yeah.
God has given you a time slot. Say with me, time slot.
Time slot.
Time slot.
Time slot.
Everybody's time slot is different, but what you need, you got to fulfill your destiny. You know, it's amazing to see my father live for only 50 years. But he achieved many things. I extended another many years now, across the line, 17 years after him, with more and more fascination than I, we hope to have, because laborers are few.
Amen, amen.
I want you to receive all life.
Amen.
Thank you for the Father of God.
Amen.
Restoration. You have been restored to fulfill destiny. With me, say with me, destiny.
Destiny.
Another name is purpose. If you lose your purpose, if you lose your destiny, you'll live a very frustrated life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have meaning to live.
Yeah.
The moment you say, I don't understand meaning to live, what you're speaking, death to yourself. Find your meaning, find your destiny in Christ. This is the first thing that God has restored mankind. And in 2018, when we are going into greater things,
amen,
I want you to know that you are in authority.
Yeah.
Many things that take hold of your circumstances, anything that is troubling you, I want you to take authority.
Amen.
Family, children, business, ministries, anything that's bothering, we are above. We are seated in Christ. The best way of definition is a member of parliament can be a member of this area, but he has a seat in parliament.
Mm, that's right.
You may be on planet earth, but you are seated in the heavenly places and you're called citizen of heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Say, I'm a citizen of heaven.
I'm a citizen of heaven.
I'm already in heaven.
I'm already in heaven.
Say, I'm already in heaven.
I'm already in heaven.
I'm a citizen of heaven.
I'm a citizen.
In other words, the day when you die, you just go into your citizenship. You're already in heaven.
Right.
Operate from heaven. This is not fairy tale. Operate in heaven.
Yeah.
And it's the word of God. In these seasons of Christmas, Think about your unrest time. Anything that is decaying, take charge. Our theme for 2018 is strategic men and women of stature, positioned in prophetic position, creating significant move. Okay, we'll put this for you as we go on. We as a church are strategically placed here in Murdoch and even in Byford area. We are men and women of stature. Say with me, stature.
Stature.
Not status, huh? The stature is the spiritual authority, so much so the devil knows your name. We are positioned prophetically in position because there's something that's making it. And whatever we do, we are making creative move. Why? Our God reigns.
Yes.
Heavens are open.
Yes.
For saying, for spirit demonstration, empowering his people and to do intractable work.
Yes.
This is what 2017-18 is going to be.
Amen.
And from now we are going, it's unstoppable.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Expect God for miracle.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Expect God for miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
And when I began to hear about going down, things have been knocked in the appeal was not approved. I think about John Austin Church twice. The application was disapproved. That the third time we got it, but we have something better. Amen.
Yeah, yes.
I think more than that, we have something better,
yeah.
Something bigger,
yeah.
Yeah.
Something more useful,
yes.
For the kingdom.
Yeah.
Something in the spiritual dimension that will make significant move.
Yeah.
One of the things is birthing the fivefold ministry in the last days.
Yeah.
This is what we are going to do, and it is God's work, God's work, God's will. That is God's will. God's will, that's always provision.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
Okay?
Yeah.
God's will, that's always God's will. God will pay the bill.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Something bigger. Say with me, something bigger.
Something bigger.
Something bigger.
Something bigger.
I'm in a threshold.
I'm in a threshold.
Of a miracle.
Of a miracle.
I want you to receive these miracles as I pray.
Yes,
okay,
Lord.
Amen. As we move into Christmas Eve, put back Jesus into your life. Amen. First of all, you're going to be redeemed. If you're not too sure you're redeemed, make the sinner's prayer back again. Ask Jesus sincerely to come into your life. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we come to you. Say with me.
Father, we come to you.
Knowing that I'm undone.
Knowing that I'm undone.
Lord, I'm not too sure of my salvation.
Lord, I'm not too sure of my salvation.
I come back to you.
Forgive
me of my sins.
Repent
of my sin.
I
acknowledge that Jesus died, buried, and rose again.
I acknowledge that Jesus died, buried, and rose again for me.
Jesus, forgive me.
Forgive me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Lord, and King of my life.
King of my life.
I thank you.
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 This prayer.
This prayer.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I come back to you, Lord Jesus.
I come back to you, Lord Jesus.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fulfill
my destiny.
Fulfill my destiny.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I want you to raise your hand for those who are expecting miracles. It could be physical. It could be spiritual. It could be mental. It could be financial. It could be relational. Nothing is impossible because you are redeemed. You belong to God. You are a child of the living God. You are special to God.
Yes.
You belong to God.
Amen.
You are exclusively born. You are made special. And we value you. This morning in redemption, I speak resurrection life.
Yes.
Into your spirit,
yes.
Into
yes.
your soul,
yes.
Into your body,
yes.
Into your mind,
yes.
Into your will,
yes.
Into your finances,
yes.
Into your circumstances.
Yes.
I take authority,
yes.
Over the powers of darkness,
yes.
And I cancel the
enemy. Yes.
I cancel the enemy.
Yes.
And we have power over you. Circumstances, we have power over you.
Yes.
Demolish your book.
Yes.
We destroy the book.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I speak resurrection.
Yes.
Be healed.
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 Yes.
Be healed. Restoration.
Yes.
Be healed.
Yes.
Resurrection life.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen